Steve and Jill here.
Happy Friday.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today is Jill Friday, and she's going to talk about the book she's writing. I can't wait to hear this also.
Cool. So yesterday I alluded to, I talked about this not long ago. I always have three books on my nightstand. You know, I have one that's like a high power, kind of business related, like her, you know, leadership book. And then I often have a self-help book. And then I have like a fun book. Like one of the, Mike, this fun book I'm reading right now, it's actually really fun for me. It's called Mouse Tales. It's like Disneyland behind the scenes. And it's talking about all the stuff that went wrong and all the rats that happened in the beginning, early years, and crazy things that, you know, broke, went wrong, stuff you didn't know about, you know. Club 33 is mentioned, for those of you who know who that is, and it's just really kind of fun. It's cool. So anyway, I have all these books on my nightstand. Well, I'm reading this one book. This is going to tie into this, I promise. So I'm reading this book from this woman. I'm going to talk about mine here in the show, but I thought, as preface to my book, I'm like, I found this book on the nightstand. I'm not going to say who it is. And I don't think it's nice. I don't want to name names, but I am not impressed by her book. So she wrote this book as a woman in her late 40s to help other young women. So you think it's going to be great. I'm like, I got to hear what she has to say. But as I'm reading the book, I realize, well, hold on a moment. You're beautiful. You've never not got any job that you didn't want. You are happily married, no kids. She's never failed.
No life experience, yeah.
That's my problem with this, and no real experience. Her parents are still together. Like, wow. No one's been through a divorce. No one's really, like, I think her grandparents and great-grandparents are still alive. Like, she's never experienced any kind of serious hardship.
Who's that helping them?
What's interesting is, I'm using the word interesting in lieu of other words, but interesting is, because she has no real experience, the stuff that she brings to the table is kind of fluff. I'm like, that's all you got? Like, her experiences and here's what I think you need to do to be successful. I'm like, that's, have another dress at the office. You can always dress up.
Did she say that?
That's in there.
Oh, Jill.
That's in there. It's stuff like, have a backup dress for emergencies so you look good. I'm like,
oh man.
Wait a minute. There's way more I think people need to think about and know about.
Before we get into it, let's take a question.
Why are you cutting me off?
Because I want to do because this is the topic of the show.
Oh, okay.
This is interesting. You know why? Because I really want to get into it with you, but let's get the question out of the way.
Okay.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. If you're already a member, join us on Discord.
Dana wrote, "Hi everyone, I joined Land Academy recently and I'm so glad I did. There's a wealth of information available here on Discord and the podcasts, etc., and it's so valuable. That being said,"
uh-oh, here it comes.
"I am often guilty of spending too much time absorbing information and researching, and I've been slow to start taking action on my first mailer. I suspect that I may also be spending too much time thinking about how I want to brand my company and deciding on a name. I want to set up a domain for a landing slash squeeze page, along with profiles on social media and listing sites. My first thought was to use my last name, but I'm having second and third thoughts because it doesn't seem memorable or catchy enough. Most of the other ideas I've come up with are already taken. I know it's important to establish a presence online and make it easy for potential sellers and buyers to look me up. Am I focusing too much time on this in the beginning, or am I right to want to get it right now? Dana."
This is such a common issue. So you are not alone in this at all. If I had to say what's the number one reason people don't hit their financial goals, and it would be this. There's too much scattered, disorganized approach to doing these few things in the beginning that really, really matter. Here's what my short advice, and then I hope, because this is kind of, it's Jill Friday, so my advice is this. Please, please get a calendar. Put the stuff, the little wins, the little goals that you need. This week is website week. this week is whatever your W-2 job allows or your time frame allows, and put it down. I actually do it in the program, an equity planner, where you're supposed to spend this much amount of time on education. While you're doing that, you're supposed to get your .com ready and on, get your phone number and all of that. None of this stuff is totally and completely necessary, by the way. We had a member for a lot of years, and he's off on his own now, that never did a website. All he ever did was write letters, use O2O to send letters out, and put a sign on every property he bought. And he would put ads in, like on Craigslist and stuff for local property, and never moved out of one area, and he was incredibly successful. So this is our way of doing it. So don't feel bad, but you have to have a calendar. Next week I have a show, we have an episode that it goes into great detail on this. So you're not alone, but you've got to solve it with a calendar.
Is it my turn now?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a totally different response, Dana. Let me help you. So you're number one, you already answered your wrong question. You know that. You know darn well you're spending so much time thinking of a catchy name instead of just sitting down. I agree with spending, you just need to cut yourself off. I need you to sit down, come up with your top three, give yourself 3 hours, whatever it is. I want you to Google them all, make sure all the .coms are available, all the social media stuff's available, everything that works with it, and then maybe take a poll with your family, your friends, somebody. Let it unanimously, you know, one will rise to the top, whether it sings to you or not, go with it and move on. That's it. So you know that you're doing this. Is it important? Sure. I want you to have this because I want you to have your website kind of just a shell of it. I want you to have your .com, I want your name because it's all going on your mailer. So just have that little things figured out. It's not going to be perfect. So pick it, get the name, .com, social media, all that stuff. Get the basics on there and then get your mailer out. Then I want you to later on when you have more time go back, make it pretty. Maybe change your colors. I don't know. Fill in all the pieces that you didn't have time to, but just get that mail and that mailer out going. And then at some point, because you're going to change it 6 times this year, I guarantee it. Because as you move on and you get a staff and you have time to focus on things, or you can hire the right people like, hey, money's coming in now. Things are really moving. I need to step up our game on our website and hire somebody to do that. It'll all fall into place and you will change it again anyway. So that's another reason don't spend too much time on it now. Just get the basics. So thank you very much. And you know, and you know what you're doing. I don't need to focus on the name or whatever it is. So thanks.
Everything Jill said is totally dead on. You just need to put it in a calendar. If you're going to spend 3 hours on it on Tuesday, then put that in the calendar. That's what you're doing from 1 to 4 o'clock.
Give yourself a cutoff time.
And at 4 o'clock, if it's not done, move it to the next day. Move the task to the next day. Don't let it bleed into 5 o'clock. If it bleeds into 5 o'clock, whatever you have scheduled at 5 o'clock is now not going to happen.
Well, the only thing you have to be careful is, because I'm guilty of this, you can't move it a day and 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 just keep moving it forever for 30 days. You do have to cut yourself off.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm doing that right now with my book. Seriously. So let's jump into the topic.
Today's
and I'll
topic,
give her truth time.
It's Jill Friday and how she's writing a book. This is the meat of the show.
So I'm in the middle of a move. We're in the middle of a move. We're moving to multiple states. We're doing a house renovation. We got career path number 2 coming up. We have, we are revamping products. We are merging sites. We are hiring staff. We're bogged down. I mean, these are all positive things, by the way. We're bogged down in sales and acquisitions for stellar properties, so that can't stop. So something gives sometimes. You just have so much going on. And my thing is, honestly, it's my book. And I need to, the way I need to write it, I can't half-ass it. Sorry, oops. I have to, that was, did you make a note there at 8? There we go, 9:20. Okay. So I...
Good for you.
There we go. So I have to really be into it and focus on it. So I was starting to talk about, you know, somebody else's content. I was reading somebody else's content to kind of do some more due diligence and research on the direction I want to take on this. And it was funny because I'm picking up books going, this is it? this is all you got. It's making me feel better. Slash, however, I need to get going on it. But that's not what we're here about today. The topic I just want to share with you a little bit about, my team said, just give us real high level what it's about. And high level stuff, it's about, because, and again, this is because you ask. This is always stuff that we do. I'm not going to say, I have a bleeding, heartfelt desire to share my story of why I was traumatized as a child because my little brother locked me out of the house every afternoon. I'm not, you know what I mean? Some people do that. That's real. Oh, that's real. We would race home to see who got there first because they would lock the other person out. And the other person had to go to the neighbor's house, call mom at work and complain about, and my mom's like, here, my mom always knew it, like 2:45, here come the kids. The phone calls will start pouring in because we're home for school and we're crying, complaining about what the other person's doing. So anyway, but that's not what this is about. I'm writing a book because so many people have asked, like, can you give a little more information about that? Can you talk to us more about these relationships? How do you get people to fall in love with you in 30 seconds or less and want to sell to you? So that's like the underlying root of it all. It's cultivating, creating these relationships really fast. Some of it's nature, but a lot of it's nurture, and I can help you get there to get these sellers and get these buyers to want to work with you and only you. And then it spills into escrow agents, it spills into your life, it spills into people that work with you and want to work with you. And so that's the main component of this. The other underlying theme of this is women in business, women entrepreneurship, and empowering those people. That's so, for obvious reasons, near and dear to my heart. You know, I want to help other people. There's so many people out there, brilliant, you know, that I've met and know and yet to meet, that just need a little leg up. Maybe just need a little inspiration. Maybe need $10,000. I don't know. But I want to talk about that too in this. It might be a series of books. I'm still kind of laying it all out right now. I have my ebook done and I have chapters all figured out. Now I got to go and do the content for that. But now it's kind of morphing into a series of other things. And it's going to tie into you too, because it's going to go into our relationships. And it's part of ties into, this is a preface for me for the Jack and Jill show that's coming up. Because all of this ties into, you know, who we are, why you trust us, and we do not take that lightly, by the way, too. I wanna
That's right.
Say that right now for all of you listening and watching to hear. I can't tell you, it gives me goosebumps right now. It's more than 75% of the time, more than 90% of the time, I'm picking up the phone and getting on a call and talking to someone about something, and right out of the gate is thank you. And I want to say thank you back to you. So thank you for getting us. We are real people. We are here to help you. And we are going to tell the truth, whether you like it or not. We're going to tell you the truth. And that comes across. And that's part of this. So that ties into why I'm writing this book, things that you could be doing right now today, things that we do in our relationship, and that's a lot of what makes us successful. So the Jack and Jill show is coming later this year in the fall. And we're going to really, because there's so many people that are like, especially now, more and more couples are doing it like us and working together. And you might be in the same building like we are. And they're like, how the heck do you guys do this without killing each other? I'm like, yeah, it's tough. I know, but boy, I got some tricks. I can help you. Not tricks, but... Well, that too. No, but I've got some tips. There's things that I can do can help you. And unlike the woman that wrote that other book, oh, I've messed it all up.
That's the thing. Chances are, Joe and I have collectively and separately failed way more than you ever will.
Yeah.
And so I have a lot of opinions. I have a lot of hindsight is 2020 that, you know, both of us do.
Yeah.
That we talk about in these books.
You know, it's like, you don't want to take it, it's, I don't know if this is the best term, but I'm just thinking of it right now. I'm not going to take, you know, couples advice for people that, you know, going through a divorce from someone who's never been in a divorce or coming together. I'm like, how am I? Or like, you know, being a mom. I remember when a long time ago, you know, had a baby, number one, and I'm, you know, had baby questions, and my doctor had never had a child. I'm like, you're telling me to put this kid on a feeding schedule. How many do you have? Zero. Let's talk after you have one, you know?
Man, I have big issues with that.
I kind of do.
There's a lot of people on the internet who give a lot of advice about buying and selling land.
I know.
Who've either never sold a deal, bought and sold a deal. They just have appointed themselves as some type of a person that's going to give advice, some academician. Or they've done like six deals and they just feel compelled to, you know, start their own land academy. It cracks me up.
It's hard for me. They may have great advice, but it's hard for me to take them seriously when they're 20.
Please be careful who you learn from.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say on that.
So I want someone who's been there, done that, and we've been there, done that. And that's, you know what, and I think that ties into Land Academy too. That's why people are here with us.
Yeah, me too.
When you do this many deals, I've been there, done that. If I was coming to you saying, I got this licked, I've done 20 deals, follow me, I can help you. Hold on a moment. 20? Let's talk about this. Have you experienced that? No. Have you done this? No. But at 16,000, I think I got a handle on it. And if I don't, I know how to recover from it. So we could help with that. So that's. Do you have any questions?
What's the name of the book?
Oh, I haven't done that yet. It will have Jillify in it. Actually, I'm wearing that hat today because you came up with this term, and it's. It comes and goes in the Land Academy community. People like, oh, I Jillified this. I'm like, oh, that's good.
You know what the original...
If you use that, we all know what it is.
The original Jillification, I coined that term because there's every once in a while, more than often, a property comes in, I want to buy it, but the price isn't right. And so we send Jill in now, less and less, but that was the original, like, see if she can Jillify this. Let's see if she can get that property for X. And more often than not, she did.
And then it's like this book.
That applies to everything in life.
It does. It spills into other things.
You know what is really unique about Jill that I've never seen in anyone else to this extent? She's just fearless about going. It's the exact opposite of the question today. Dana says, am I overthinking this stuff? Am I spending too much time on this and this and this up front? Jill is exactly the opposite. Jill will fly in head first at 100 miles an hour and just look like a mess, not physically, but just make a mess of the whole thing.
Thanks, look like a mess.
Everybody's looking around saying,
like today.
What happened? Like, what was that? She does this in real estate deals. That's why we're good together, because I don't do this. And she'll mop it all up and get what she wants in the end. She's just fearless about going into stuff. So I'm sure this book's going to be like that too.
That's so true.
And that's a personality trait. I don't have it. I have to get organized and have a calendar and say, I know what I'm going to do and send out, you know, I'm very good about, very, very good about being organized and following a calendar. And so Jill's way and my way, they meet at the end with the same result. But I think it's going to be, you're going to sing to certain people that just.
I got to share this. This is the conversation that we had at breakfast today. You said to me, look, I cannot sit down and, you know, you could, but you don't like it. You're like, my way, you said, my way is not like you sitting down in front of Canva 15 minutes before you have to present and whipping up these great slides. You know, I'm like, yeah, I can do that.
So you'll sit down, like, let's say for the accountability groups that we do and Land Academy
some
ladies. This is not all the time, but 15 minutes before the cameras are supposed to be on live. She'll do the whole presentation. She'll do all of her makeup and whatever she has to do, slap it all together, totally pull it off. This has been her whole life. This is why she continues to do it. And everybody thanks her at the end and says, I know what to do now. And so that makes me nuts. I mean, there's certain small talks or impromptu things. I'm happy to do that. And everybody gives input and that's fun. But not things like how to do a mailer. You just can't do that. Or how to use data and data tree. So that's why I'm on this end and she's on that end.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this is gonna sing to a lot of people, both genders.
I think I've told this before, but when I was a kid, the most painful thing was, my parents were not like this. When we get in trouble at my friend's house, at Cammy and Taryn's house, Laurel and Chuck would sit us down and say, we need to talk about this. Let's all discuss quietly why you felt the need to do X. I'm like, oh God, don't make me do this.
Why do you feel the need to lock your brother out every Thursday?
Well, that too. No, yeah. Whatever we got into, whatever shenanigans we got into, why did you feel the need to shove mud in the tailpipes of our cars? Like, I don't know. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Like, so we just come up with some crazy things. And then we'd have to talk about it. I'm like, let's just rip the Band-Aid off. I got it. Done. Move on. I'm always like, speed it up, man. But this book is not a speed it up thing. Maybe that's part of it, too. I promise you, I'm spending a lot of time and energy on this, and it will be good. I'll make it great.
Oh, I'm sure.
Thank you.
I'm sure of it.
Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Join us next week for another interesting episode. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
You know what's funny? I write down mock titles. I'll have like five of them. And then I'll choose a variation of that. Like writing a blog. It comes at the end. It's hard to do the title for me because I'll change it six times. So I'll write down a bunch of them and then I'll pick the one at the end. I'm like, this is what it's about.
I write the whole outline in Excel. And then I build on it over a course of, let's say, several months. I'll go in there and build on it. Or if I think of something in the shower, I'll build on it and find a place for it in the book. And then I put it into Excel. And then somewhere in that process, when I feel like I'm about done, where mm-hmm. I can pack in whatever 110 pages, there's a phrase in there that becomes mm-hmm. the title. And it just sings to me. I can title stuff and .com stuff, you know that. Like, yeah. Land Academy is a good example. Mm-hmm. But stuff your father's never told you, I think that works as a title. Yeah. It says what it is.
It's perfect. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you found our content valuable, and we really appreciate your support. If you haven't already, please zip on over to our YouTube channel and hit the subscribe button and comment on the shows that you love.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.